everybody, and welcome to the show. I am so glad. Last week we had the situation, we couldn't do it. It was actually a studio problem, or challenge. I always never say problems, challenges, because problems sound like you'll never get over them. Challenges are like something that you can conquer and just get it done, right? Putting on my headset. All right, I have my headset on. I should have had it on already, so I apologize about that. So how's everyone doing? Have you guys had a great week and so far? Oh, my gosh, wish it was Friday. So have you had a great week, and have you been running or exercising or whatever? Melissa's not going to be with me today, so I'm going to be doing this myself. And I have no issue with that because I've been doing shows myself for a long time, but I miss her, and when she's not here to do it, and she's got some great stuff. So I thought about what I'll do in this. Talk about the success and the goal achievements we've had this past month. And I'll let her, or she'll have to tell you hers when she comes back next week. So a couple things. First of all, I don't know if anybody will understand this, and I'm sure you will. Here's the deal. I had plantar fasciitis, and I've said this a few times in the shows that I've done. And it was so painful, right? It was just super, super, duper painful. Anyway, what I did was I started working with it and using the foot therapy or the whatever, the foot massager and all that. But nothing really helped. And I remember trying to run in our new, because my guy and I moved in together. He's my sweetheart. And I was trying to run around, just around, like do a half a mile maybe, and it hurt so bad. I remember walking and limping, saying to myself, am I going to be like this forever? Well, I said, I prayed and I said, please bring me something. And anyway, I got this treatment and super excited about it. And it's turmeric, but it's a turmeric tea and tablets and something else with them. And I got that, and I started using it, and the other day, I started getting better, and so I'm able to run. I'm at 100%, well, no, I'm going to say 90%. I got a little bit more to go, but that's something that I learned, and I turmeric is great, wonderful for people, and, but it's wonderful for runners, and I'd heard about it through some Instagram account pages that I visited, and I read about it in Runner's World. So turmeric, I think it was Runner's World, maybe not, but anyway, turmeric is amazing. And so if you're a runner, two things I've learned and I want to share with you. I have a foot massage, and you want to massage the bottom of your foot, especially where your heel is, because it will keep that fascia. I think they say fascia, is that right? The plantar fasciitis, so you don't get it, that heel, and massage it with that foot roller, and to keep it moving and keep it supple. So that's what I'm going to share with you, because when it hurts like that, it hurts. It's crazy. So a couple things I learned. So turmeric, okay, I use a tablet and a tea, and there's another ingredient with it, but turmeric is fine. I also, one of the things that I wanted to do was I want to increase my cadence, okay? What's my cadence? That's how many steps you can run in a minute. So I started out at like 145, and so in the beginning of the month, and like I said, I'm still hurting with the plantar fasciitis, so it's a little bit of both, but now I'm like at 165. So how cool is that, right? So I'm excited. Doesn't that sound good? And I'm so grateful for that, I have to tell you. And, every night when I go to bed, I always say, I am grateful for being able to run faster, to be strong, to have a better cadence than I had yesterday. And I am grateful to be strong and to have a lot of stamina in our show today, in the description. So that's something that I do, that I've been better at. So let me repeat that. Using the turmeric tea and the tablets are great. Also using a foot roller, especially the bottom of your heel. I put healing shirts in there too as well. You can get them from what's the name of that? Dick's Sporting Goods. And you can get them at a lot of different places. That's where I got mine, and they work like a charm. I would always use them because they cushion your foot, and I also wear the socks too. So that's helped me. You know, one of the things that I want to make sure I tell you guys, something that we all need to watch out for is not heel striking. And that's a hard one to change because that's what I think really facilitated the challenge with my the challenge with my heel or the plantar fasciitis is I used, you know, it was a challenge because I had to change the way I was running. I was hitting my heel first, and you should always try to hit this, you know, midfoot stride. Okay, there's websites out there that you can see it. Some people say the toes. I don't like the toes. I think the middle of the foot works. And then you're that first, your heel second, right? Because it's hard on when you run on your heels, right? Especially when you're running outside, you know, or you may run on the beach or run barefoot. Because I have a friend of mine, she has a coach who trains her to run barefoot first, and she does 30 minutes of that, and then she runs, you know, she runs with sneakers. Okay, so, you know, so that's a couple things. I wanted to make sure that I could run, and I said, please let me run. And so I did everything I could so I could run. And I said I ran yesterday because I run every other day. On Sunday, I ran the best that I possibly could. Isn't that great? So I'm almost 100%. So what does that mean? That means that I just got to get better. And, you know, running in a few events in the next month or so. So I'm excited about that. So that's what I did. The other thing, that I did is I started really working, as I said, on the cadence. So, you know, if you can time yourself and see how many steps you take. And I started getting better, as I said, at the end of January, going into February. So my cadence is a lot better, how many steps I take per minute. But, you know, I want to increase it to where I can get up to, like, I'm not going to cap it or put a ceiling on it, whatever that can be, right? You know what I mean? Because I'm pretty fast, and I'm getting back to that. So, anyway, that's what I did. The other thing that that I worked on that was better was heel striking. I started working on that for some time ago, but I really got better at it because it's like I'm literally saying in my mind, my top of my foot or the middle of my foot first, my heel second, you know, and you can do that, you know, so I don't hit it hard on the pavement because I run a lot outside. You know, I used to run on the treadmill and outside, and maybe I need to do that again. I've not made up my mind about that, but I know running outside has really helped me with running an event. Okay, so my cadence is that. Yeah, I told you about that. And then my stamina, you know, when I started, you guys, this is so sad, because I was having the injury, I couldn't run, you know, very long. So I'd stop and run, stop and run. And even as it got better, I had to stop and run, stop and run. And not stop, but walk and run, sorry. And that's okay, too, because, you know, you are who you are. And so the other day I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm not even, you know, having to do that. So I ran on Friday and then Sunday. And Friday I didn't stop maybe twice, and I ran a little over 3 miles. And then Sunday I didn't stop at all, and I ran like 3.8. So, you know, my stamina is getting much better, but there are runs that you can do and websites that you can go visit. I'm getting better at stretching because that's important too as well. So the stretching I really wanted to work on because I've, you know, being flexible is huge in any sport that you do or just being yourself, right? You're not even a sport. So flexibility is probably not my strength, okay? Stamina, endurance is, which stamina and endurance are the same, aren't they? And then, you know, speed, and that's something that I do pretty well, but flexibility. So I am working on flexibility, doing yoga, because yoga increases flexibility, so I've gotten better there. And I've also gotten better Because I'm not flexible. That is not my best subject. I'll say it like that. And I'm super tight everywhere because I'm not flexible. So I've had injuries where something's always hurting, right? It doesn't have to be like that. So anyway, started doing the yoga, and that's given me more flexibility. I also started exercising, like doing runner's exercises, and my running coach that I've had before, he's the one that really, really helped me with running. He is amazing. I adore him. but he helped me. I had a couple of them that I just literally adored. Two were guys, one was a girl. And, I've had a few of them, but those are the ones that really taught me a lot and taught me the love of running. And I will appreciate them and adore them till forever. So anyway, one of them had taught me, he was really firm about marching. And I realize now what he was teaching me, because I made fun of him. You know, when you march, he said, I want you to march around around the track, right? So I was like, I'm going so darn slow. And you know how you say stuff in your head. And I realized that was a way for me to learn about the heel striking. So do I do it now? You bet. And I do it at least once or twice a week where I'm marching. Also lunging, right? So that builds, where you can stretch your body out, your legs out, and they don't cramp. Have you ever had a cramp? Sucks to have a cramp, okay? And so those are a couple of things that I've learned. Speed the other day, which was really nice. And my heel hurt a little bit after doing it, but I did it. And I was able to sprint. I would sprint for 30 seconds and walk for 30 seconds, sprint for 60 seconds, walk for 30 seconds. You know, you have your own rhythm that you can figure out what you want to do. But I did that. That was nice because I was like, oh my gosh, I'm getting faster, you know. So, and then I look at myself, because I could barely run a mile and a half because of my injury, right? And now, you know, I'm back, getting back to normal. So I love that. And I love how I feel, and I love what's going on, and so on. But my goals, I set them, and I'm achieving them. So that's a fun feeling. Okay, what do you think? Right. So I'm getting ready to go run in the next little bit. But those are some of the things that I've achieved. My goals. What do I want to do for April? Well, I really want to run a couple events. One's a 10K, and one's a 5K, and what's the difference? Well, double the 5K, 3.1 will be 6.2. so that's what I want to do. I also want to work on my cadence, work on my speed, work on my endurance, and I'm going to do more yoga, and so I can share with you guys what more I have done. And so, you know, what are your goals? I'd love to know. Hit us up on Go Run for Fun Fitness. On Instagram, and you'll see some pictures there and who we are and what we do, and there's other people. I'm so proud of some of the people that have started joining us to run. I know, they called me and said, hey, we're running too, and that's sweet. And one of them is actually going to be in a 5K with her and her daughter, I believe. So anyway, sounds fun, doesn't it? So yeah, go get the Run Keeper. It will help you. It's pretty easy to do. It will track what you run in a certain period of time. I like it because it's easy. Right? I love everything that can be easy. So anyway, I hope that works for you guys. I'm going to let you go because I'm going to go run. And Melissa is going to be here today, so she'll be here hopefully next week, and we'll talk about everything and see what her accomplishments were. Maybe you want to share what yours is. You can always call in. Please follow our please follow our show. And you guys have a great run. Enjoy your now. And we've got some great shows coming up. I am a spiritual, people say, oh, you're motivational. Okay, now I'm a coach, a motivational speaker. So I'm a coach. I love coaching. But I'm a spiritual and life coach, or transformational coach. That's what I'm being called. Transformational coach. So I'm going to talk to you about the ascension process. So you want to listen in. A couple of shows that I did last week are really, 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 really good. Is how can you tell the difference between your ego and your higher power, called angels, God, or whatever you believe in, higher part of yourself, and listen to that, because it's pretty neat. All right, everybody, take care. Have a great now, and I will talk to you. Today is Tuesday. I will talk to you tomorrow with Tony. She's going to be doing a fun one. She's a cat whisperer, remember? And a dog whisperer. She's just a great gal. Anyway, her and her partner are both. All right, guys, take care. Bye-bye now.